There's a beautiful blue cast all about the trees and over Our Lady's statue. And directly over the statue, if you look high up into the sky, there's clouds. There are no clouds. There's a ring of dark coloring that's hazy but separating straight through the center. Our Lady is coming forward. She's dressed in the most beautiful blue gown. And she has a very wide blue sash about her waist. And her cape is a beautiful blue, a very deep color blue. And it's very windy. Our Lady's looking about. She's tying her band piece at her neck. It's so windy. Our Lady wants to keep the cloak about her head. Now, behind Our Lady, the sky is opening up. It's like, there's no way to explain it. It's like an evaporation, the whole area about Our Lady's head. And coming forward is Michael. I recognize Michael. He's taking up the whole sky. But directly at the side of him, there's Gabriel, Raphael, and, oh! There are many, many angels, all sizes and colors. I don't know that the clothes are the colors of the rainbow. They look absolutely beautiful. Our Lady is smiling. She's taking her rosary from about her waist. She has a beautiful rosary with the Our Father beads are a golden bead. It's so brilliant that as Our Lady's turning, it catches the light. It's the pure spun gold. And the Hail Mary beads are a deep pink and blue. They're cascading the colors. The light is tremendous tonight with all the angels gathered about Our Lady. Now Our Lady is taking the crucifix from her rosary like this and extending it forward and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is placing the rosary into her left hand, and she's making the sign to listen. She's touching her lips with her first finger of her right hand. My child, you will now experience a time of peace. We understand the difficulty of giving the message to the world, my child, for it is not easy for a human to assimilate and understand the supernatural. My child, we have used you as a voice box to bring to the world the knowledge of the entrance of Satan and the dark forces of hell that are loosed now upon the earth. Your city and all of the cities of your nation and the countries of the world will receive a scourging through their children because of the laxity exercised by parents in safeguarding the morals of their children's souls. The state of the world at the present time has called down upon it a punishment that has been abated for a short time by the acts and sufferings of those who have given themselves as victim souls to the merciful heart of the Father. There are many, my child and my children, in the world who care for their fellow human beings. There are many who will fight to to the bitter end in bringing justice to the world, in keeping the light of faith burning in the hearts of the children that can be reached by them. Parents, you have now the chance and the time to right the wrong that has been done to your children. Can you, in all sincerity and honesty, say that you have been guiltless in the fall of your children? Oh, parents, great suffering has been given to many, and much suffering will still be experienced in your world. Through many earth years, the Eternal Father sent to you prophets. The Eternal Father gave you warnings of what was to come upon mankind. The days approached for the final battle between good and evil. And how many prepared for this battle, my children? In the cities of the United States of America, there are forces of evil, dark forces working now in your schools, in your medias of entertainment. And these dark forces have entered into the highest positions of wealth and power. My children, you must understand good and evil. You must seek out knowledge of the supernatural. For knowledge is power to you. My son is being subjected upon earth to all manners of abominations being committed within his house, his church, and in the hearts of man. My children, all of the evil that surrounds you cannot affect your spirit unless you absorb it and you nourish the evil from within your heart. My children, sin is insanity. Your children, unless you continue to pray and to use all of the armor given to you through your past history of my son's church, you must continue to use this armor. Keep the sacramentals upon the human body of your child. Much must be accepted in faith, my children. Man of great knowledge is always seeking, but never coming to the truth. Man of great knowledge, your scientists are trying to now play God upon earth, seeking to create life and destroy life. Sin is truly insanity. I warned you as a nation, as a country, and I warned all of the nations of earth that you were fast plunging towards your own annihilation. Man is building armaments now for his destruction. Corruption is eating the heart out of your country. and all of the countries of earth now. What you have experienced in your cities shall be widespread without a recourse of man to do penance, make atonement for the sins of man. Oh, my children, it is not the will of the Father that all should see at this time with their human eyes the corruption that is prevalent upon earth. I warned you in the past, my children, that as you become murderers in heart, your children shall become murderers in heart, and it shall be parents and children, division in the home, parents and children fighting, children rising up and putting to death the parents. And why? Because they have no light in the home, no light of faith. Souls are in darkness, and the prince of darkness is Satan. Recognize and accept the truth, my children. Satan walks now upon your earth. As a spirit, he must enter into a human body, be it man, woman, or child of conscionable age. He will use these bodies to promote what he plans, the eventual downfall of mankind. My children, recognize the plan of Satan. I have cried for years as your mother. I have wandered upon your earth trying to warn you. But how many listened to my counsel and warnings and acted upon them? Too few, my children. Too few, far too few, to avoid the catastrophes. Lucifer, Satan, Lucio, cast from the heavens. He rebelled against his God. As you, children of God, once children of the light, are rebelling against your God. If you are abandoned and left to your own resources, you will destroy each other. My children, I have promised you in the past, and I still promise you, that peace shall be restored. But you are now going through a time of trial and testing. You must recognize now the signs of your times. You are not blinded if you have followed our counsel. My children, my son has been abandoned in his house. His body, his beautiful body, is being desecrated by many. And the evil forces of darkness in human bodies, in the form of Satanism and worship of the prince of darkness, that black mass, they are desecrating my son's body. And why? You permit this because you have lost heart. You have lost faith. There is only a flicker of true faith left in your Berlin. When it is extinguished, man, those who are living, will envy the dead. Already, my children, charity of heart has grown cold. Already, my children, murder is becoming now a way of life. And who shall be or escape these murders within the home? Man is a creature of habit. Man will repeat himself in his errors until eventually he makes sin a way of life. The Eternal Father is long-suffering, my children. He does not want one to perish. And now, those who have been given that flicker of light to retain in the world of darkness must go forward now with a message from heaven. Your city, New York, has been tested and will be tested further, my children. The cancer of sin has fanned out from your city, the metropolis of New York. The influence of this cancer is evident now in the corruption of your nation and many nations of the world. All who join in the forces of light will be tested as metals in the fire. Persevere, my children. Persevere, and you will win your crown. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer in your homes. Take yourselves out of your world now, which has been given to Satan. It is the empire of Satan now, the world, my children. You will be living in it, but you must not join the world. For the world is a world of the flesh and the devil. My children, I know that you have retained the truth in your hearts. You must nourish it, for the time will pass quickly, and you will have upon you the great chastisement. All who come out of this, my children, will be few, but my son shall be victorious over the forces of darkness. All who hear my voice, who accept my counsel, will be saved. My children, do not cast out the monuments, the statues from your homes. They are not relics to be adored. We hear all of the complaints and the disparities coming in relation to those mementos that you have, my children. You must understand, ignorance is often the reason for these accusations of worshiping idols and statues. My children, it is only because they do not have the faith, or they have lost the faith, and they cannot understand. Pray for them, my children. You cannot accuse or punish a blind man, but you must try to help him so that he will understand and live a life approaching the light. If you cast him off, he is lost. We depend now, my children, on the few to set themselves now to rescue those who are in the deepest darkness. Prayer is the most powerful force in the light now, my children. It is a form of penance. It is a form of begging for the repatriation of souls. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer. Keep this chain of prayer going throughout your country and the world. The Eternal Father has a plan for the salvation of mankind, my children. Have confidence in my son. And you, my child, when you are given over to any doubt or despair of heart, you will say, my Jesus, my confidence. My Jesus, my confidence. Many miracles in photographs, my children, shall be given. They will encourage you in the battle ahead. My child, in relation to the Satanism, you have now taken a step forward. But I will assure you now, my child, that it is a battle that has not been finished. Strength shall be given to continue upon the mission, my child. You will now make the move that you wish, and I will direct you. The message shall appear, my child, soon from out of nowhere. You will understand. Much of the mission must be kept a secret, my child. You must understand. There are those who have not been given full knowledge of the mission, and they cannot, without this knowledge, understand. Please, my child, work fast and quickly. Do not slacken in the pace. Send the message from heaven throughout the world. The children of the light must all be enlightened. The medias now have taken out the call to arms for heaven. There are many armies rising throughout your earth, my child and my children. You are not alone. Unite under a banner of faithful and true to the Eternal Father in heaven. Our Lady is now raising the crucifix of her rosary like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you all, my children, as the Father blesses you for my Son and the Spirit of Life. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Be seated, my child, now, and read the photographs. A brilliant pink glow all about the trees. Oh, it feels very warm. There's no way I can explain the emotion it gives you. There's no human way I can put into words the feeling that you receive when these lights appear all about the trees. They're the core lights of Our Lady and Jesus. Now, directly over Our Lady statue, high in the sky, it's like clouds are being rolled back. There's no way I can explain it. The sky is opening up, and directly in the center, there's a crystalline light, brilliant. Oh, I'm sure if it wasn't for heaven's providence, I would be blinded by the light. It's so brilliant. Now, through this pinpoint of light, I can see Jesus coming forward. Oh, it's very windy. Jesus has on a cream-colored, almost a beige gown, belted about the waist with a piece of, it looks like skin, like material, a belting made of skin, I believe. It is a very, very thin piece, maybe an inch thick, it looks like. And Jesus has sandals on his feet. They're also a brown skin-like material, almost like thongs. They come to his toes. Jesus now shifting the weight of his cape. The cape is a burgundy color, and it's tied about his neck with a piece of cord, too. I can't see it too well because it's ruffled at his neck. Now Jesus is pushing it over. It must have a hood on it because it's heavy behind his neck, and Jesus is shifting it now. Now Jesus is extending his hand out like this with the three fingers poised and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now the sky is becoming very lighted at the right side. That would be Jesus' left side, and Our Lady now is coming forward. She looks so beautiful, but she's quite a bit shorter than Jesus. Jesus must be at least 6 feet tall. He's very tall. Our Lady comes to just about his shoulder, a little above his shoulder. Our Lady has her cloak tightly clasped about her. And Jesus is saying, I can't hear what he's saying to his mother. But now Jesus is turning and he's touching his lips with his first finger. My child, we understand the turmoil of your emotional encounter with the agents and forces of hell. In time, my children, many shall have these encounters with the forces of darkness. You must understand now, I feel in my heart, the time is now come to tell you and give you the full measure of knowledge of what is happening upon earth. Hell, the doors of hell, the gates have been opened wide. Satan is now walking the earth. In spirit, he cannot operate in full measure. He must enter into the body of a human being to work his will. Oh, my children, he is the spirit of evil and darkness, and he will debase souls in a manner so vile that no human mind could conceive of the degradation he will promote through human beings. There will be loss of charity of heart, no love of neighbor or family. My children, you ask why this happens. You have promoted this of your own free will, my children. The light has not left the world, but the light of faith is very dim. There are armies now rising throughout the world, armies that my mother has gathered in my name. I assure you, my children, it will be a glorious battle ahead. All who enter it with good spirit will be given the strength to persevere in this battle of the spirits. My children, much must be accepted in faith. My child, Veronica, you have been tested, and there will be another test following. However, you will not be alone in the second part of your mission. My children, this battle is raging upon Earth now. You are fighting now forces unseen to the human eye, but they exist and are among you. My children, my mother has wandered through many Earth years throughout your world, crying and pleading the cause from heaven. Many have rejected her counsel, and sadly, they have learned of their error too late. Many parents are shedding now bitter tears of sorrow, for their hearts have been torn by the actions of their children. Many parents will gnash their teeth in bitter sorrow as the time goes in and approaches the time of the great chastisement. My children, time, and now there is only left the halftime. I repeat, time, and only left the halftime. Do not try to speculate and calculate on dates, my children. It is not necessary. All now will proceed from the will of the Eternal Father. You ask, my child, how a state such as this could come upon human nature. My child, it is because of this very basic human nature and frailties that man, in exercising his own free will, has brought the world of mankind to the brink of destruction. Because man has rejected the teachings of old, the teachings that never shall grow old, for they are the basic foundations from your God, the Eternal Father, your Creator, and now you reject your Creator. And in your arrogance and pride, you seek, as did Lucifer, to dethrone your Creator and set up a world government of man. Oh, my children, you are heading toward the fatal abyss. Oh, my children, now the world is proceeding in the same path as Lucifer started and was cast forever from the kingdom of God. Lucifer, in his arrogance, was given much knowledge, but he used this knowledge against his God. He too had a free will. My children, no man, woman, or child shall fall into hell, the eternal abode of the damned, unless he gives himself to Satan, willingly of free will. My child, I understand your turmoil in trying to fathom the ways of the Eternal Father in relation to salvation and mankind. My child, this is beyond your capabilities to understand. Therefore, do not burden your heart and your spirit with this dilemma. All will proceed in the plan of the Eternal Father. No evil, my child, is ever triumphant. The Eternal Father will use it and turn it to good. You will continue upon your mission, my child. My mother shall direct you. We have sent to you to aid you in your mission, one of the highest archangels of heaven to Zazery. And you have been joined now by two more. You will find this most pleasant, my child, in the future. Call upon Michael, for he stands first now in heaven to defend you. My child and my children, this is a war of the spirits, a war far greater than mankind has ever fought since the beginning of time. You are now in similar nature, in spirit, fighting as did Michael, the forces of evil that entered into your father's house. My children, work, pray, do not slacken, do not give in to all of the blandishments of human nature and mankind in your mission. You will go forward, for there is a great reward for perseverance and faith, my children. I accept with a stricken heart the abominations that are being committed in my house. Satan was allowed to enter. Man chose to take Michael, the guardian of faith, from my house, and the doors then swung wide open to admit the prince of darkness and his realm of corruption and evil. My children, Satan has entered into the highest places of government and the highest positions in my church. They too will feel the sword. It is a just God who will place judgment upon mankind. He is truly a merciful God, but you must not provoke his anger. For reluctantly, many have to be rejected when they seek to enter the kingdom of heaven. Parents, you must safeguard your children against heresy and lies promoted by the father of all liars, Satan, in your world. Keep the faith in your children's heart, or you shall cry in bitter torment. The strength of faith, my children, shall be your beacon in a darkened world. Your world, the earth, is fast plunging into deep darkness of spirit. Soon, the elements shall be set upon mankind, a form of mine of cleansing before the great chastisement. The ball of redemption is approaching earth. All who have remained in counsel and steadfast in faith with my mother shall recognize this and be prepared, for the signs of the times have been given in numerous places, in many ways, through persons, places, and things throughout your earth. Prepare, my children, and go forward as light bearers, carriers of the faith and truth. My children, before the final capitulation of mankind to the evil forces of destruction, all will have washed their robes clean in the blood of the Lamb. Console yourselves in your hearts, my children, in the knowledge that what is happening has been deemed by the Eternal Father as a necessary chastisement for whom the Father loves, he finds need to chastise. I bless you all, my children, as the Eternal Father blesses you in the Spirit of Light, and we send among you many agents from heaven. Your angels, your guardians, they are numerous now upon earth and are willing to be at your side at your command. My children, do not cast them away. You cannot make it upon your own. I repeat, call upon your angels often. They are there as warriors from heaven. Now Jesus is extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, Our Lady now is coming forward. She's holding in her right hand a very large scapula, a beautiful, it's just a brown cloth on the string. Our Lady is holding it out in her hand like this. She wants us to see it. And Jesus now is smiling. Now Jesus is going across this guy over to the left side. He's standing directly at the right side of the tree, and he's bending over like this and extending his hand, making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Michael is coming down. My, he is covering the whole sky. He's tremendous. Now I can see that he has a gown on, but there's a shred of the gown. It must be what you call the wings, but I can't explain it. It's not like wings. It's too beautiful to be called wings. It looks like I'm looking at layers of soft, fuzzy down, piled layer upon layer. It's beautiful. Oh, and now I can see Gabriel is walking over, and he's not walking, he's floating over, and he's holding the balance in his hand, the golden balance. And it's not his hand. I can't see his hand. It's like the end of his gown. It's extended out, and the balance is being held. And Michael now is raising a spear, and he's pointing to the balance. Oh. Now, over on the right side, Michael is pointing up with his spear, and directly above the tree, there's an hourglass. And it looks like it only has about, an inch and a half of sand, it looks like, coming through. It's almost empty. Michael is taking the sword, and he's pointing down with the spearhead of his sword down, this big sword he has. He's pointing down, which usually means some type of war. And he's nodding his head. Yes, war. Oh, my. Now, Jesus is extending his hand out like this. Jesus is standing just above the first tree, looking down and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Jesus is placing his hand over his heart. He looks very sad about something. He's looking down now onto the grounds. Our Lady now is coming over. She's going in front of Jesus and cutting the cross. Now she's standing just about directly, a little over to the right of her statue. Continue now, my children, with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed.